Jesus Christ for your continued study of the book of Ephesians.
啊，哈利路亚！奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来查考以弗所书。
So we have started together Ephesians chapter 1 that we have before the foundation of the world, God have chosen us to be His children.
啊，我们查考过以弗所书的第一章，那就是说神在未创立世界以前，他已经拣选了我们。
And then in chapter 2 that God has given us to sit with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly places.
啊，第二节说他跟我们一同坐在天上。
And then chapter 3, we as a believer need to pursue the fullness of God's love.
第三点就是说我们这个得救的人我们必须要追求这个神爱里面的完全。
Because only that we can be filled with the fullness of God's love that the inner man can be strengthened.
只有我们这个寻求神爱里面的完全，我们内在的人才会能够健全起来。
So you can see the book of Ephesians, our faith progress chapter by chapter.
所以看以弗所书就是说我们的信心是一张一张的增加。
So first, we only a believer.
首先就是说我们只是一个信的。
And second, we need to have good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
那第二点就是我们跟主耶稣有好的关系。
And chapter 3, we need to pursue this relationship.
第三章说我们要追求这样的关系。
And then chapter 4, we need to pursue the unity with brothers and sisters.
第四章就是说我们要跟弟兄姐妹要追求这个合而为一的心。
So that's why tonight we'd like to share with you keeping the unity of the spirit.
所以今天我们来分享的就是说在这个在圣灵里面我们追求合而为一的心。
Only through the Holy Spirit that we can be in unity.
只有在圣灵里面我们才有一个合而为一的心。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
因为圣灵就是神的灵。
And even though many of us are different, but we have the same Spirit.
虽然说我们不同但是我们所领受的是同样一个灵。
And through this one Spirit, we can become one ourselves.
那么因为这个圣灵我们就可以合而为一。
So chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章的第一节。
Paul said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, verse 2.
第二节。
With all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love, verse 3.
第三节。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So you can see verse 1 and verse 2, verse 3, this is the goal that Paul wants us to reach.
所以第四章的第一节到第三节就是保罗要我们达到的目标。
Because you say here, walk worthy of the calling which you were called.
因为这边提到说我们行事为人要以蒙召的恩相称。
We know that we are the chosen people of God.
因为我们是神的选民。
As a chosen people of God, we need to be worthy of His calling.
那么既然做神的选民，我们要行事为人以蒙召的恩相称。
So if we want to be worthy of His calling, we need to have a goal.
那么要达到这样子的目标，我们必须要有一个目标。
And this goal only we can reach is through the unity of the Spirit.
那么达到这个目标就是只有在圣灵里面所适合为一的心。
Right. This goal is for us to love one another.
那么这个目标就是要我们彼此相爱。
That's why in verse 2, Paul said, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bear with one another in love.
所以第二节他说要凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容。
Actually there's four things that Paul wants to encourage us.
就是保罗用这四样事情来勉励我们。
He said with all lowliness.
首先就是要谦虚。
So this means another with all humility we need to build one another in love.
意思就是说我们用这个谦虚的心我们能够彼此相容。
Not only in lowliness but also in gentleness.
不仅是谦虚而且要温柔。
Because only with gentleness that we can truly bear with one another in love.
那么只有这个谦虚温柔我们才能够互相的宽容。
Not only that with long suffering and patience.
不仅如此而且要用这个忍耐。
And with these three things we truly can bear one another in love.
那么因为这个谦虚温柔忍耐我们就能够互相宽容。
Because it's the goal we want to reach in the true church of God.
因为这个目标就是要达到我们这个真教会能够达到的目标。
As one family we cannot bear one another in love.
这个因为是同一家人所以我们能够在爱里都互相宽容。
And then it's very difficult for our Lord Jesus Christ to work with us.
若是不能够用爱互相宽容的话那么就不能够让主跟我们同工。
But the only way we can reach this point
那么唯一能够达到这样子的
Actually we need to be filled with the Spirit of God
我们就是要让这个圣灵来充满我们。
And then we need to bound ourselves also in peace
而且我们必须要用这个和平彼此的联络。
But actually nowadays it's not easy to love one another
今天我们要彼此相爱也不容易。
Because if we are lovable, it's very easy for other people to love us.
若是我们值得人家相爱的话，那么要彼此相爱就不是太困难的事。
But sometimes when we are not lovable,
但是有时候我们并不好像值得人家的爱。
It's very easy. It's not easy for other to love us.
那么这样子让别人要爱我们就困难了。
So this means for those of us who are not so lovable.
所以对我们来讲我们有些人好像并不是很容易让人家爱。
We need to be more lovable.
那我们要让人家，我们要做的让人家更容易。
And for those of us who want to love those who are lovable.
那么对于我们要爱那些值得爱的人。
Actually, we need to learn to love those who are not so lovable.
我们要学习我们要爱那些不值得我们爱的人。
Because this kind of love is from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这样的爱是出于主耶稣的。
We know that our Lord Jesus Christ loves us even though we're still sinner.
因为主耶稣在我们还做罪人的时候就爱我们。
And for us, we also need to follow this kind of concept, just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们必须要在做罪人的时候，主耶稣就爱我们这个观念。
That's why the Bible says, "If you love those who love you, what good is it?"
所以圣经讲说，你只有爱那些爱你的人，那这样子有什么价值呢
？Because even the tax collector, even sinners love one another.
因为就是那些罪人那些税吏，他们也是爱自己的人。
Even sinners love those who love them.
这个罪人也是爱那些爱他的人。
But for us, we need to love those that no one loves.
对于我们来讲，我们要爱那些别人不爱的人。
We need to learn to love those who are not so lovable.
我们要爱那些好像并不值得我们爱的人。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ loves us.
就好像主耶稣爱我们一样。
Many times when I think about the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
每次我想到主耶稣的爱。
Truly, before He called me to come to know Him.
在主耶稣还没呼召我们来认识他之前
I was not so lovable at all
我真的并不是值得让人家爱
Because he loved me so much
但是主耶稣爱我这么深
Even though I was not lovable
就是在我还不这么让人可爱的时候
He have called me to the true church
他已经选召我来到我们真教会
So we have this kind of concept in our mind
所以都是我们有这样的观念
And then truly would we learn to love one another.
那我们就会学习彼此相爱。
But why sometimes so difficult for us to love one another?
那么为什么常常我们感觉到彼此相爱这么困难呢
？Let's turn to Second Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们看这个帖撒罗尼迦的后书第一章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 4.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第四节。
So we start from verse 3.
第三节开始。
Verse 3.
第三节
We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grow exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other. Verse 4.
第四节
So that we are so boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulation that you endure. So there is time when Paul wrote the letter to encourage the church in Thessalonica.
保罗写信给这个帖撒罗尼迦教会的时候
He praised them for two things
这个保罗称赞帖撒罗尼迦的教会有两点
And he said verse 3 he said because your faith grow exceedingly
第三节说你们的信心格外增长
And then the second thing he said and the love of every one of you all abounds toward each other
而且你们众人彼此相爱的心也都充足
So during this time the church in Thessalonica have two great things that GodPaul wanted to praise them for.
所以这个帖撒罗尼迦教会有两个这个优点值得保罗来称赞。
Let their faith grow exceedingly.
就说他们的信心是格外的增长。
And the love for one another abound greatly.
而且他们彼此相爱的心也是充足的。
So why is this so?
那为什么这样子呢
？And verse 4 tells us.
第四节告诉我们。
So that we are so boast of you among the church of God for your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulation that you endure.
就是第四节所说的。
The reason they can build their faith, be able to grow, the reason they be able to love one another because is because of persecution and tribulation.
他们能够这个信心格外增长，爱心互相非常充足就是他们这个忍受这个逼迫患难。
Actually, nowadays the reason we could it's difficult for us to love one another because our church is at peace.
今天我们很难得说能够彼此相爱。We have 因为我们教会没有受逼迫。
We have no one persecuting us.
没有人逼迫我们。
We have no one to come in to give us trouble.
没有说任何人来使我们遭到麻烦。
So because of this, we tend to give one another problems.
那么这样子呢，我们倒是给彼此之间做。
And then we do not learn how to love one another truly.
我们也没有真实的学习彼此相爱。
Just like a family.
就好像一个家庭。
You can see a family, we always have quarrels.
好像一个家庭里面的这个孩子常常会这个口角。
But if we have someone from outside persecuting the family.
但是都是有一个外人开始在逼迫这个家人的时
候 sure that family will come together and work together
那么这时候这个家人他们就会一起这个同心工作
so for our church is the same thing
那么对教会也是一样
when the day comes when these people start to persecute us
当这个时候来到有人开始逼迫教会的时候
is the day come when our faith will grow exceedingly
那个时候呢我们的信心就会更加的增长
because our faith grows exceedingly then our love toward one another will grow greatly abound.
那么既然我们信心增长，那我们彼此相爱的心也会充足。
So because of trial and tribulation.
所以因为这个试炼这个患难。
Because of persecution.
因为这个逼迫。
So for us, we should not wait until this point.
当然我们不需要等到这些。
We should learn to love one another.
我们就应该早先学习彼此相爱。
By walking in humility.
就是要谦虚。
By being one another in gentleness.
而且要这个温柔，而且要忍耐。
By having patience with one another.
彼此有一个这个相让的心。
And only then that truly we can become one in the spirit.
那么这样子我们就可以这个保守圣灵守事合唯一的心
and only then that we can have peace with one another
那么这样子我们就可以彼此和睦
so this is the goal we want to reach as a Christian
这就是我们做基督徒应该达到的目标
we should not only elevate ourselves with our Lord Jesus Christ
我们不应该把自己提升到这个基督的这个地步
we not only try with ourselves to draw closer to God
We not only say 自己要来更亲近主
but well, we need to continue to learn to love one another.
我们要学习彼此相爱
So this is our goal.
这是我们的目标
Let's go back to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们再回到以弗所书的第四章
Chapter 4, verse 4.
第四章的第四节
There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in the hope of your calling, verse 5.
第五节
one Lord, one faith, one baptism, verse 6.
第六节
one God, one Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. So we can see the reason we should learn to love one another because we all have the same goal.
我们为什么要学习彼此相爱？因为我们都有同一个目标。
Because all of us, we have one body.
因为我们同有一个身体。
But rather, we in one body.
我们都是在身体里面。
We in one spirit.
我们也是同一个圣灵
because we have one call from the same we have the same hope
因为我们同是蒙召的同一个指望
we have one Lord and one faith and one baptism
那都是一主一信一喜
we have one God and the Father of all who is above all and through all and all in all of us
那么一神就是众人之父他是超乎众人之上冠乎众人之中也住在众人之内
actually we read these three verses closely
都是我们仔细的来查考这三节
圣经。All these three verses give us the encouragement to be one with one another.
那么这三节圣经主要的还是教导我们要彼此这个同心。
Because God is our Father.
因为这个神是我们的父。
And God is above all of us.
那他是冠乎众人之上。
And God lives through all of us.
而且他是住在众人之内。
And God lives in all of us.
他也是在众人之中。
So because of this, we need.To strive to love one another.
那么因为这样子，我们要竭力的彼此相爱。
Because God is our Father.
因为神是我们的父。
And all of us are in the same boat.
那我们同样的都是互相做肢体的。
In the sense that we have the same goal.
我们同一个目标。
Our goal is to love one another.
这个目标就是彼此相爱。
Our goal is that to please the Heavenly Father.
就是来这个使我们的父。能够得到喜悦
Because all of us, we are born through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为大家都是借耶稣基督而生的
Just like a family.
就好像一个家庭
Actually, the reason I love Asian culture is Asian culture really stress on family unity.
这个我很喜欢这个这个亚洲的文化因为亚洲的文化很主张这个是这家庭的文化
Actually, for example, in Cambodia.
比方说在高棉
Actually, many parents always live with the children. Doesn't matter how old the children is.
不管说孩子多大这个家长还是跟自己的孩子住在一起
Even the children, they are 60 years old.
就是说自己的孩子已经60岁了
As long as the parent is still alive.
那么只要这个父母亲还在
The parents always live with the children.
这个年长的父母亲还是跟孩子住在一起
But of course, as a family, you need to strive to live peacefully with one another.
当然，同一家人住在一起，就是大家要追求彼此和睦。
But I see nowadays this culture is very difficult.
那么这个时代，要维持这样子文化是。
A lot of time when the children turn 18, they want to leave from their family.
因为这个孩子到18岁，他们就要离开自己的父母亲。
But of course, it's good to be independent.
当然独立是好的。
It's good to be able to take care of yourself.
能够自己照顾自己是好的。
But nevertheless, in our heart, the family should always be in unity.
但是呢，在我们心里头啊，我们是互相做家人的。
For parents, we all should continue to love our children.
这个做父母亲的还是继续爱自己的
孩子。For our children, we all should continue to honor and love our parents.
那么做孩子的还是要继续的这个尊重自己的父母亲。
Actually, there should not be any different in family in the church.
那么这样子在这个教会的家庭也不应该有不同的地方。
The reason we be able to come here to worship God.
这个今天我们能够来这里来敬拜神。
Because Christ died for every one of us.
因为基督为每一个人而死。
That's why in verse 7 it says, but to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
所以第七节说我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
So Christ have died for us.
所以这个基督为我们而死。
And Christ have given us this gift.
这个主耶稣基督也给我们这个恩赐。
That gift is for us to have eternal life.
这个恩赐就是每一个人能够得到永生。
This why in verse 8 said, therefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gift to men. Verse 9.
第九节。
Now this he ascended, what does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lowest part of the earth.So we know the reason that Lord Jesus Christ be able to ascend to heaven because he already descended to the lowest part of the earth.
主耶稣基督能够升上天上，因为他已经先降到这个地下。
Actually, this means God, he went to taste death for all of us.
意思就是说主耶稣他为我们先尝了死味。
So because of this, he is worthy to be ascended to heaven.
那么因为这样子所以他值得升到天上。
So that's why for us, we also have this goal.
对我们来讲，我也是同样的目标。
And this goal is also to ascend it to heaven, just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是像主耶稣一样，能够升上天上。
So you can see, for us as a Christian, we should not live, our life just being lazy, sit home and do nothing.
所以做一个基督徒，我们不应该说只有在家里这懒惰，然后不做任何事。
But rather, we should have a goal to love one another more and more day by day.
乃是要能够更多的每天能够更加的爱别人。
Because all of us we have the same faith, the same goal.
因为我们大家都有同一个信心，同一个目标。
And the reason we will have this goal because Christ died for all of us.
那我们有这个同一个目标因为基督为我们而死。
But in verse 11 it says, and he himself gives some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
十一节他继续说，他说是的。有使徒，有先知，有传福音的有这个牧者跟教师。
Actually, even though we're in one body,
那既然我们大家是同坐一个
子， even though we have one spirit,
同一个圣灵，
even though we have one hope,
同一个指望，
but all of us, God appoints to be different.
但是神给我们各种不同的这个恩赐。
Because in verse 11 says some to be apostles, some to be prophets.
因为十一节说有做使徒的，有做先知的。
Some to be evangelists and some to be pastors and teachers.
有些是做传福音的有些做牧者的，有些做这个教师的。
Actually, this is also very important for us to understand.
这个观念也是很重要。
Yes, we have the same hope and the same goal.
我们有同样的一个目标同一个指望。
But for us to reach this goal, God gives us different gifts.
但是要达到这个目标，神给我们各种不同的这个恩赐。
So that's why sometimes we should not judge other people.
所以我们不应该随便的这个批评别人。
For example, when I go to different churches,
比方说我到不同的教会去。
The biggest mistakes that we make is we always blame each other for something.
常常我们犯的最大的错误就是彼此互相的指责。
For example, I went to one of the churches, one group is very gifted and go out and evangelize.
比方说到一个教会去有一些人他们也有传道的恩赐，所以他们总是往外去传道。
So because they are God gave them the gift to evangelize, and then they always complain about the people who are not evangelizing.
那神给他们有这个传福音的恩赐，但是他们也责怪别的人，他们不热衷于传福音。
But you can see the people who don't go out and evangelize, they're very gifted and pastoring.
啊，但是呢，我们看见呢，没有出去传福音的啊，他们却是很啊善于这个对内的啊这个牧养工作。
But the people who are gifted in evangelizing, really, they do not have to give a pastoring.
啊，但是对那个善于往外传福音的啊，他们反而没有这个对内牧养的这个恩赐。
But for some reason, they cannot understand this concept. They don't have the wisdom to see this.
啊，但是好像大家没有这样子的这个智慧啊，看到这个不同的恩赐。
So the two groups began to argue with one another.
啊，所以这两个啊这个啊不同的啊这个人啊，常常互相的彼此这个争辩。
So、the people have the gift to evangelize. They would say, why the people you know the other people never go out and evangelize? They have to do all the work.
啊，所以这个善于对外布道的啊，责备说，为什么别的人啊，他们不跟我们一起去
努
力工作
？And the people who have the gift to pastoring, they complain about why those people they always love to go out there and evangelize, like they never do anything in church.
啊，那些啊，这个善于对内牧养的啊，却责怪啊，那些啊，善于对外这个布道的人说，他们为什么啊，不好好的这个牧养教会
？Actually, we need to learn to work with one another.
啊，但事实上，我们要学习啊，这个彼此的啊，互相同工。
If those who are gifted in evangelism,
啊，对于那些善于布道的
，and work with those who are gifted in pastoring,
那么他们能够跟这个善于这牧养的一起工作。
And we work together.
啊，都是我们同心一起工作。
Who you can make the church of God grow?
啊，我们真的可以使让神的教会。
But if you're always complaining about one another,
啊，但是都是我们啊彼此互相的这个啊这个抱怨。
Then of course we cannot edify anybody.
啊，这样子的话对谁都没有造就。
Because the people we bring in, they can see the problems that we have.
啊，因为就是我们带别人啊进来我们教会。他们可以看出我们这个教会的问题。
Because in verse 12 says, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
因为十二节说，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的教会。
Actually, the reason God all give us different gifts is for us to equip us to work in a ministry.
神给我们各种恩赐，就是让我们能够各尽其职。
So that work can be edified to the whole church.
那么这样就可以建立基督的身体。
And we know the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道这个基督的身体就是教会。
So this is a very important concept we need to have.
这是很重要的观念，我们该有的。
Because on the end days when God judges us,
因为到末日神审判的时候
，He will judge us on the gifts that He has bestowed to us.
他会照着我们所的恩赐来审判我们。
It's not the gift that He did not give to us.
而不是照着我们没有的恩赐来审判。
So that's why we need to know ourselves.
所以我们要认清自己。
If God called us to be teachers,
都是神呼召我们来做这个教师的。
And then we need to teach.
那我们就好好的教导。
If God call us to be an evangelist.
都是做传这个传福音的。
We need to go out and evangelize.
那我们要尽量的往外传福音。
If God call us to be pastors.
都是让我们做牧养的。
So we need to stay in church to pastoring.
那我们就在教会里面好好的牧养。
Because only every one of us work according to the gift that God given us.
因为我们唯有每一个人照着神所赐的恩赐来努力工作。
That's only time that the church truly can be edified.
这个时候这个教会才能够得到增长。
And verse 13 says, till we all come to the unity of the faith and all knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to measure the stature of the fullness of Christ.
十三节说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
Actually, our goal, even though we all have different gifts,
所以说每一个人有不同恩赐
but we have to work with one another in unity.
但是我们要能够这个这个同一的心
And this unity, of course, is accomplished by us, the Spirit.
当然这个合为的心这是借着圣灵的帮助才做得到
And only then the truly we can become one together.
那么只有这样子我们才能够归一
By understanding more of our faith and also the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这个时候呢，就是认识神的儿子得以长大成人。
Because in verse 14 it says here that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting.
因为十四节说，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Actually, many of us been in church for a long time.
我们大家在教会里面都很长的时
间。All of us should be no longer children.
我们不再做小孩子了。
Because children is just like our faith tossed to and fro and carried about every by a wind.
因为做小孩子的话呢，就容易被异教之风摇动，而且飘来飘去。
And also, we are still children, then we get tricked very easy.
而且我们都是做小孩子，我们就很容易被欺骗。
If we are still children, we get deceived very easy also.
我们很容易呢就中了人的诡计。
So for us, we should no longer be children.
所以我们不应该做小孩子。
Because if we are not children, then verse 15 it says, but speaking the truth in love.May grow up all in things into Him who is the head, Christ.
因为不再做小孩子呢，这就是做十五节说的，就是用爱心做诚实化，凡事成长，连以严守基督。
Actually, you can see when the children play on a playground.
我们看小孩子在这个这个操场上玩。
Actually, children sometimes can be the meanest person.
这个孩子呢，可以变成这个最。最糟糕的人。
I remember when I was in elementary school.
我记得我还在小学的时候。
You can see really some other children really pick on the other children.
我们可以看见有些小孩子呢就特别喜欢欺负人。
And sometimes they say such mean things to their children.
有时候对别的孩子讲这个最难听的话。
But we are not children.
但是我们不是在做小孩子。
Because we are not children, so we should speak to one another in truth and love.
既然不再做小孩子，我们要用爱心来说诚实话。
Actually, sometimes yes, we want to tell each other the thing that is true.
虽然说有时候我们要跟人家说诚实话。
But also we need to also have love when we speak into one another.
但是我们说诚实话的时候，也要用爱心来说。
But nowadays it's very difficult.
今天要这样做好像很难。
Because a lot of us we truly do not know one another.
因为我们大家并不是彼此很认识对话。
Because so many of us busy in our own lives.
因为大家都是忙于自己的生活。
So we really don't have a chance to truly have fellowship with one another.
所以没有真正有时间能够彼此互相的交通。
Maybe sometimes the only time we see each other is during Wednesday night service and Friday night and Saturday.
因为我们这个平常唯一见面的机会就是礼拜三五或礼拜六的聚会。
So because of this, and then true, we do not know one another.
除了这个聚会之外，我们没有说彼此认识的时间。
If we do not know one another,
没有彼此认识。
And then it's very difficult for us to tell the truth in love.
当然就很难用这个爱心说诚实话。
And then it's very difficult for other people also to understand that we speak in the truth in love.
那就是我们用爱心说诚实话，别人也不能了解。
Actually, when I first came to Northern California,
这个我刚到这个北加州的时候
，it was very difficult for me to really give a sermon.
我要讲道也是很难。
Because it's for me, I do not know too many of you.
因为我对大家认识不够。
So because of this, sometimes when I say something, I'm afraid that we're going to misunderstand.
所以这样子的话呢，我讲一些话，但是别人很容易误解。
But when I was in Boston.
但是我在波士顿的时候
，Really, I almost can say anything.
我可以随意的讲话
，Because they are just like my family.
因为大家都是像我的家人一
样 ，Because I know them.
因为我认识大家
，And they know me.
他们也都认识我
，So whatever I say to them.
所以我对他们讲什么
，Even sometimes I rebuke them.
就是有时候我们责备他
，But I know I'm telling them in love.
但是我是他们知道我是用爱心
来讲的。 So because of this, they don't really take it so defensive.
所以因为这样子的，他们就不会介意说是我得罪了他们。
Actually, for us to speak to one another in love.
因为我们这个用爱心说诚实话。
We need to continue to develop better relationship.
要这个做这件事情之前，首先要建立好的关系。
Because if you have better relationship.
都是我们先建立好的关系。
Then we can be more straightforward to one another.
这样子呢，我们就能够比较直接的说话。
Then we can speak to one another in truth.
我们可以用这个诚实说话。
Why? Because people will know the reason we say this, we say that because we love one another.
因为别人可以了解我们这样的说话，就是因为我们彼此相爱。
Because if we do not have love inside of us.
但是都是没有这爱的心。
Because this love, we say verse 16, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by whatever joint supply.According to the effect of working by which every part does its share, cause growth of the body of the edifying of itself in love.
就是十六节所说的。
Actually, verse 16, it sums up from verse 1 to verse 15.
这十六节就是这个第一节到十五节的结论。
We are the body of Christ.
我们是基督的身体。
As the body of Christ, we need to join and knit together.
既然是做基督身体，那么就百节。
Even though we are joined and knit together, but we all have different supplies, different gifts.
虽然说是联络的合适，但是还是有不同的功用。
And this gift is according to the effect of working by which our Lord Jesus Christ gives us.
那么这个功用呢，是借着这个基督给我们的不同恩赐来建立的。
But because of this gift, and then we can grow in the body for edifying itself in love.
那么因为这样子呢，我们就可以彼此的相助，而且叫身体增长，在爱中建立自己。
So this is the goal for all of us.
这是我们大家每一个
目标。For us to continue to keep the unity in the spirit.
让我们继续在圣灵里面有一个同一个心。
And then verse 17.
十一七节。
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentile walk in futility of their mind. Verse 18.
18 节.
Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Verse 19.
19 节.
Who being past feeling, having given themselves over to lewdness, to work and uncleanness and greediness. So we can see verse 17, verse 19, this is the thing that we should not do as the children of God.
十七节到十九节就是我们做神的儿女的，我们不应该做的事。
Because this belong to the Gentile.
因为这些事是外邦人所行的。
This belong to the people who do not know God.
就是那些不认识神的人。
Why? Because they do not understand things, and because they still live in darkness.
因为他们仍然活在这黑暗当中，所以他们不认识神。
Because they are ignorant, so they do not know anything about God.
那么既然是他们是心地昏暗的。所以他们就是不懂不懂得神的事。
So that's why it's only right for them to do whatever they need to do.
所以他们照自己的希望的心行事。
But for us, we're the children of God.
但是对于我们做神的儿女。
And as the children of God, we need to do what we need to do.
我们要做这个神儿女当做的事。
That's why in verse 20 it says, "But you have not so learned Christ." Verse 2.
二十节这样。
If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as truth in Jesus, verse 22.
二十二节。
That you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grow corrupt according to the deceitful lust, verse 23.
二十三节。
And being renewed in the spirit of your mind, verse 24.
二十四节。
And that you put on the new man which was created according to God and true righteousness and holiness. So verse 20, verse 24, this is what the children of God should do.
二十节到二十四节就是神儿女当做的事。
Why? Because we have heard and have been taught by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们学了基督我们这个听了他的道，领了他的教。
So for us, we need to put off our old self.
所以我们要除去我们行为上的旧人。
So this old self, if we lie before, we no longer should lie.
所以我们过去是这个说谎的，现在就不要说谎了。
If we are angry before, but we should not make our anger to become sin.
过去我们是容易生气的，我们现在就生气，却不要犯罪。
So we steal before, we should no longer steal.
都是我们过去是偷窃的，现在就不要再。
All of these belong to the old man.
因为这些都是属于旧人。
But what do the new man should do?
那么那个新造的人怎么做
？The new man should continue to renew in the spirit.
就是在这个在圣灵里头，在彼此的更新。
So every time we renew in the spirit, we can become just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
在圣灵里头继续的更新只等到我们像基督的样子。
Because as a new man, we created through according to the likeness of Christ.
因为我们是照神的形象而造的。
And what is the likeness of Christ?
那么怎样子才能够像基督呢?
That is in true righteousness and holiness.
就是有这个真理的仁义跟圣洁。
So for us, if we lie,
所以都是我们过去。
For us, if we steal,
过去偷窃的。
All of this is nothing have to do with Christ.
这些都是跟基督无关的。
Because all of this is not true righteousness.
因为这些呢，就是没有真理的仁义跟
圣洁。And all of this cannot make us holy.
也没有圣洁。
So that's why from verse 25 to verse 29, this is the things that we should not do and the thing that we should do.
所以这个25节到29节呢，就是我们不当做的这些事。
Because all of us have crucified ourselves with Christ.
因为我们都已经基督同定了。
And the crucifixion is with the old self, not the new self.
这个同定的是这个罪人老我，而不是新人。
But the new self, we should continue to learn things according to Christ.
但是这新人呢，就是要学习基督的形象。
But only we can do this is through the power of the Holy Spirit.
但是只有借着圣灵的这个能力，我们才做得到。
That's why in verse 30 says, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption."
所以三十节说不要叫圣灵担忧，我们是受了他的印记。等候得赎的日子来到。
Actually, we continue to do good.
所以我们都是继续的行善。
If we continue to follow true righteousness.
继续的照着这个真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And then we always allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, not to grieve us.
而且让圣灵来带领我们，而不叫他担忧。
If we grieve the Holy Spirit. Then bitterness, wrath, anger, and many things will come upon us, will come from us.
那么这样子呢，一切的苦毒、恼恨、这个愤怒、等等，都会从我们里面出来。
Because without the Holy Spirit, then we go back to our old man.
因为都是没有圣灵，那我们又回到老我。
Actually, the old man is full of bitterness.
这个老我呢，就是很多的苦毒。
The old man is full of evilness.
有很多的是恼恨。
And the old man is all full of evil doing.
有很多的是愤怒。
But we continue to put on the new man.
但是我们继续穿上新人。
But as a new man, it's not easy to put on.
但是这个新人也不容易穿上。
That's why in verse 32, Paul continued to encourage them.
所以32节保罗继续的勉励我们。
So, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
说要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
So why should we love one another?
所以我们怎么样子，为什么要彼此相爱？
Because Christ has forgiven us.
因为这个主耶稣已经先饶恕我们。
Why we should continue to work for one another?
为什么要彼此的互相的勉励，努力工作？
Or to continue to serve one another?
彼此互相的服侍。
Or continue to be kind to one another?
彼此用恩慈相待。
Because Christ has forgiven all of us.
因为主耶稣基督已经饶恕了我们一些过犯。
So that's why if we continue to treat one another with tender hearted.
所以我们都是用彼此这个温柔忍耐的心相待。
This is to show that we understand.How much God has loved us.
这就是表示说我们了解神是多么的爱我们。
So we understand how much God has loved us, and then truly it's easy for us to continue to be able to forgive one another.
若是我们真了解神多么的爱我们，我们就容易彼此的饶恕。
So may God continue to guide us.
愿神继续的带领我们。
May God continue to strengthen us.
继续的帮助我们。
That we always be able to reach our goal, that is to love.To love one another.
我们能够达到这个至终的目标，就是能够彼此相爱。
And only then we can truly say it, we continue to keep the unity of the Spirit.
这样子我们才能够保守圣灵所赐和唯一的心。
Let's sing him.
我们唱首诗。
351.
351首。
351.
351首。